iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty, your host for today, and right now we're joined by Kajal Mehta. Today we're going to be talking about healthy eating and healthy lifestyles. Now this particular lady has been established for a long, long time, purely by default and something that she discovered along the way, and that's why she launched something which is called Kajal's Healthy Kitchen. We'll talk about that here today. And how do we go about leading healthy lifestyle, enjoying all the foods that we love to eat, but eating them in a healthy way? Kajal is here with us today to tell us all about it. Kajal, a very warm welcome to you, and thank you for joining us here today on iGlobal Radio.
Thank you. Thank you to iGlobal Radio, and thank you, Tony, for having me on board. It's been such a pleasure, you know, already excited for talking about health, my passion, right?
Indeed it is, which is what we're going to be learning about all about here today. So you're going to be telling us about eating healthy and how we can transform foods in order to have a better lifestyle. But just before we do that, a little bit about your background, your history, and how you actually discovered the situation that you're in right now, because I think discovery is probably the right word to use here, is it not?
Yes, so I think I've got a story. 28 years ago, I discovered that I had, you know, I was stuck in a journey where it was either to lose my mother to cancer, and, you know, how to keep my mother alive. That was a balance where we were trying to all find out. And 28 years ago, the word cancer was very, it was vaguely known, right? It wasn't much known. There wasn't Googles and computers back then. Yeah. And I come from Kenya. So we weren't really, we didn't have this access to all this information. So the word cancer was very new into the family. It was very new in town. And we were taken by a shock because we were told that mom had fourth stage of cancer. And she only had days to live. And it wasn't something that we all accepted. It just like, oh, no, this is not possible. The good news was that my ex-husband then, he had good knowledge about health and well-being. And he had worked in health shop in London. He was from England. So he was kind of, he knew all these things. And, you know, he said, look, I've heard about something called juicing therapy. How about we try this on mom? And we all looked at each other. We thought, how is my mom ever going to do juicing therapy? A lady who wakes up in the morning to eat dokras and samosas and parathas. Yes. How are we ever going to shift her from eating all that delicious, yeah, colorful food and then putting her into a juicing diet? So my ex-husband said, well, the choice is either life or death. And here, this juicing therapy here may give us an option of having a good quality of life. Shall we try? And we all said, yes, let us go ahead and try. And from that day onwards, I think each one, not just my ex-husband, but even myself and my sisters and family, we all became like little doctors on our own. Mm. And we were blessed that we had a farm, that we used to own a farm. And from that farm, we used to bring all these fresh vegetables, started making juices and, you know, reading through books and started feeding that to my mom. It was not just juicing. We then went into, you know, doing acupressure on her, reflexology on her, meditation, teaching her a little bit of breathing exercise, and everything, a whole change of lifestyle. Within 6 weeks of when she was told that she has days, to that 6 weeks process of when she had to give up the solid food and everything and go into juicing diet, honestly, Tony, we saw an amazing sparkle on her face. 6 weeks were not easy. Those 6 weeks were literally like days. We thought we were kind of probably bullying mom of, you know, not giving her food when she wanted. We thought, oh my God, she's on her last stages of life. And how can we deprive her from food? But we were seeing some really magical changes happen to her. And the good news was that after that change, she came back to life. She had a good quality of life and she lived for years. So my take on that, from that, all that experience was I completely changed my lifestyle from that on, that day onwards. After that, I had four kids. I raised four kids. I've helped so many people on my journey. I then qualified as many different things, nutritionist, dietitian, name anything you want to. I even did massaged qualifications just to know and learn about the anatomy of the body, how it all works. So it has been a journey, though, and I must say that before that journey, I wanted to become an interior designer, but then who knows what is there? Who knows life? Who knows what's to come tomorrow? And this was my path. This was my journey. And I think my passion for health and well-being started 28 years ago, treating my mother, and I haven't stopped.
Fantastic story. We're talking to Carter Method today on the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio. And we're talking about health and well-being and all about Carter's Healthy Kitchen.
The Great Big Indian Wellness Show, brought to you by iGlobal, the biggest ever wellness and health show for the British Indian community. Don't miss out. Register now at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
So, Carter, you explained how you kind of like discovered on this topic about eating healthy through your mother. But sometimes being perhaps the reason why people fail is that they simply just give up, don't they? It's like almost writers putting their pens down and then just walking away because they feel unworthy. They don't think it's worth doing. And we just give up in life. Whilst we're making the effort to eat and drink healthy and do the right things in life, psychologically, we also need to program our minds into a certain discipline as well. Could you explain that to us?
Yes. So, none of this would have happened. Mom would have never come out of it, even though, however much we all had our input, but her input was so important because what I say is her mental strength was beyond anybody's, belief. We thought that, when I used to present her with food, a plate of food, and she would look at it. And I knew my mother so well that, she was suffering in there, not only with mental suffering, but also physical suffering. There was cancer comes with a lot of pain. And seeing her through that transition was very painful for all of us. All of us who loved her so much, it was very painful. But I think that willpower and that belief, there is that between that transition, there is that willpower, that belief, that self-worth is so important. I think my mother knew how much her life was worth. I think she also had that love for her life and love for the people of her surrounding. She had made up her mind that, okay, cancer is weighing me down, but at the same time, my family is weighing me up. Mm. There is a support from the family, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to try everything that these people are bringing on this plate, and I'm going to try. And I think that is such an important thing for everyone to believe. No matter what anybody says to you, that this may happen, nobody knows what is going to happen because that is life. Life is magical.
Yes.
Anything is possible if you so truly believe from inside yourself that, you've got to try it. Never give up. Always, always keep on trying. Hmm. And once you've tried, and even though if you fail, I don't call that failure. It's called experimental.
Beautiful.
iGlobal brings you the Great Big Indian Wellness Show. The biggest and best wellness and health show for the British Indian community. From yoga and meditation to healthy eating masterclasses and much, much more. Register for free now at iGlobalNews.com.
So, sticking with positivity, Carter, how about something to help people get started? What are your tips?
Right. I always say, I've got lots of videos on my Facebook page. And, I always say I teach people how to cook, how to do. So the first thing I always say to people is making smaller changes. Okay. There's no overnight changes. There is nothing that comes like, oh my God, this will happen in 21 days or 3 days or, you know.
There's no magical formula, no.
Yeah. No. If you really want to invest in yourself, think. You have ignored yourself for so many years. For example, I'm 46 and I'm thinking, if I have not looked after myself for 46 years of age, and then today something has come up in my body and I realize that I've got a disease. The disease just didn't come up like that. Either I had mentally ignored my body, physically ignored my body, and I had not actually been, you know, appreciative of the body that I have. So if this is a 46 years of journey, how am I going to change it in 46 days even? It doesn't happen like that. So first of all, being patient with your body is so important. Learning your body, being your own doctor is important. Listening to what your body is saying is important. And then, of course, starting the journey. I always say little smaller steps. So change, start from the beginning. Where do you start from the beginning? What do you do in the morning? I always say to people, introduce juicing. That is something I always say. Cleansing your body first thing in the morning is so important. Just a little glass of freshly squeezed juice. Introduce that into your life, you know, just see if that helps you.
Any particular type of juice culture? What kind of juices are we talking about?
Greens. I think most of us in the Asian culture, especially, we have a lot of, you know, people that really stick to certain types of vegetables. Very limited. We limit ourselves. Mm. And especially many of us who are, you know, vegetarians or plant-based, who follow plant-based diet, we need to really work on the macros, right? Mm. So protein, carbs, fats, all of that is important in our body. We must realize this and educate ourselves that all of these three things are so important. But what we do is, I know that when I remember my mother, when she used to cook food, most of the diet, most of that whole plate was filled with lots of fats and carbs, very little of protein. Mm. Now, educating yourself that if you're making something, don't deprive yourself of anything. Have everything you want to eat, but then just balancing that plate with good food from all around, you know, the market. There is so much vegetables out there. So I would say that, you know, phytonutrients are very important, that are all the greens, basically all the greens. And we're so blessed with lots and lots of greens out there in the market. Always go for what is locally produced. So the first thing I say is that whatever is produced locally around you that's not been transported from India or Kenya or, you know, try and go for the local sabzis that you get, the vegetables that you get, right? That is more important. Mm. Two things in there. You're supporting the local market. And of course, you're getting that freshness into your body, right? So juicing filled with celery, cucumber, green apple, just to balance a little bit of flavor, you know, French beans, broccoli, all these kind of greens that you make a nice juice, and try and use cold pressed juicer. So a juicer that is, you know, extracting the juice very slowly, very passionately, very lovingly. And then you have that glass of juice. It is nourishing your body. Begin your day with a nice glass of green juice. That is one thing. Two is also telling people that it's not just about juicing. Early in the morning, our body also needs oxygen. Hmm. So go out. Expose yourself to nice fresh air, you know, every day go for a walk. I know many people say we don't have time, but of course you can always take 15 minutes of your day to just go out and have a nice, lovely walk. That is something medicinal. It's like you having those little tablets of, you know, medicine. It's a quick fit. But if I told you that if you went out for a walk 15 minutes in a day, and that will add to so much goodness in the back, that fighting to the bacteria in your body, which are already there, you know, all the pathogens, which are already there in the body. If you went out for a 15 minutes walk every day, the oxygen will help deplete all those bacteria. So, you know, if I say to you that it's just equally good to have, you know, instead of having those tablets, just go for a walk, it will do you so much good mentally and physically as well. Eating the right food, lunch, beat dinner, don't deprive yourself. Most of the people that I meet and they say to me, Kajol, I ask them, why do you eat food? And they'll say, oh, because I get hungry.
Yes.
But that's not the answer. That is actually not the answer. We don't eat because we're hungry. We have to eat because our body needs fuel.
That's right. We need to eat to survive. That's right. This is the I Wellness Show and on iGlobal Radio. And I'm talking with Kajol Mehta today, and it's all about healthy eating. And Kajol's been telling us about changing our lifestyles in order to be more healthier human beings. In a moment, as Kajol just introduced us to this about healthy eating and reducing the risk of developing various ailments within the body, Kajol's going to explain to us all about that in just a few moments from now.
The Great Big Indian Wellness Show, brought to you by iGlobal, the biggest ever wellness and health show for the British Indian community. Don't miss out. Register now at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
So, Kajol, you led us very nicely into eating the right things a moment ago, and I'd like to just to explore your thoughts and your brains on a balanced diet, fruit and veg, having your five a day, as we've been brought up to understand, and also fats as well, which actually help look after your heart, your health, because there are certain types of fats which are good for you and certain ones which aren't. And what about salt as well? You know, we as a South Asian community, we Indians, we do like our salt and we do like our sugar. So explain some of the myths and some of the do's and don'ts about healthy eating to us.
Right. Okay. So talking about good fats, very, very, very good question, right? Mm. I designed a really nice workshop that I was basically aimed at the Asian community.
Yep.
And it was called the No Oil Cooking, right? And whoever came, actually the young girls actually send their mothers and mother-in-laws to these courses.
Yes.
And it was hilarious, honestly, because all these moms thought, how can you ever cook the whole bhurta curry or, you know, nice, delicious curry without a drop of oil?
Yes.
Well, I say to them that the oils are there, of course, as a shortcut to our cooking. But where are they? Where do they come from? They come from fresh coconut. They come from avocado. They come from olives. You know, whatever you're using, from corn as well. Mm. This is a whole, and it's been all processed. And then the oils are made. How about we just use this avocado as a base of oil and cook our food in there? They looked at me like, oh, wow, this girl is just, you know, right?
Yes. Completely alien, yes. Yeah.
We managed to cook delicious meal. And I say delicious meal, everything I showed them to make, how to make delicious curries and chapatis and teplas and parathas using avocado and fresh coconut. And I say, it is just mentally, we're so fixed, right? Mm. We're so fixed that we have to add 2-3 tablespoons of oil, and then we cook, and only then the food tastes good. The thing that we don't know is that fat is bad. That fat is what is bringing heart diseases, diabetes, cholesterol. All the problems are coming from that fat that you're eating. The other thing is the body needs fats. It does need fats, but you need good fats.
And healthy
when I say
fats,
good fats,
yes.
As I just mentioned earlier on, that you get good fats from things like, you know, avocado, coconut. Use this oil whenever you're buying these oils as well. Look for the label where it says cold pressed oils, which are again naturally processed. And processed, I say they're processed with lots of love, and they are quite healthy to have, right?
Kajol, we often hear about having a balanced diet, and it often confuses me. A balanced diet is what? Having one chapati instead of two. Is that a balanced diet? So when we're told about having a balanced diet, what does that really actually mean from your perspective?
So balanced diet, all I say is carbs, protein, and fats. So I wouldn't say balance between everything. I always keep, for me, my plate is higher in protein, good protein, which comes from, you know, quinoa, oats, especially if you're vegetarian. Hmm. If you're eating meat, of course, you get your protein from your meat. But then quinoa, butternut squash, sweet potato, brown rice, wild rice, all these carry good protein. Also millet. Now, us Gujaratis, you know, we eat lots of rotlas, and they are our staple food. I say to my clients, eat one rotlo a day is a balance of all that protein that you need in your body. So, you know, when you're making the choices of eating whatever you're eating, bring a good balance. Have nice, good carbs. You know, when you're having carbs as well, you know, instead of having all that fried kind of food in the fats, have the fats, but without fried, right? Reduce that. And if you're going to eat fried food, make it once a week, for example, you know, not every single day.
Yeah.
Don't deprive yourself from food, because if you deprive yourself from food, you are also mentally disturbing your mental health. So enjoy everything, but in moderation.
So let's talk about fruit and vegetables right here on the I Wellness Show. And the thing is, which fruit has the least amount of sugar? Is it a pear, an orange, or an apple? Often yes. Confuses me because, as far as I'm concerned, they all contain some sort of sugar, don't they?
Yes, some sort of sugar, but some are soluble and some are, you know, some are very easily absorbed and some are not. Now, I always say any fruit that comes high in vitamin C, have it. Simple, okay? So a green apple is really good. All the berries are amazing. Pear, of course, anything again which is locally grown and sourced is good for you, because depending on the part of the world that you live in, your DNA is used to that sort of food as well. So I would say apple, all berries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, you know, mulberries, all of these berries are really, really healthy because they come very highly sourced with vitamin C.
Yeah.
And then, of course, pears, bananas, they're all very, very healthy to have. How much you have them. So when I say they're good, don't just go and have a nice big plate full of them. Everything in moderation.
Moderation, yes. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Kajal Mehta, you are a person who runs Kajal's Healthy Kitchen, and also you look at the nutritional sides of food and healthy eating as an expert in the field. What is your message to people today? And if people want to find out more about what you do and the great things that you do about healthy eating, what is your advice to them? And how can people get in touch with you to find out more?
I always say to people, look after your body, listen to your body. Body always talks. Body always talks. When the body's when the body complains, you have a headache, you have a backache, body is speaking to you. Don't ignore it, because when you ignore it, you start piling up, and then a mountain is created with it. And then to deal with that mountain of problems becomes even a bigger problem. So whenever you have any aches and pains in your body, listen to the body, be kind to your body, and do something about it. Right? If you want to get in touch with me, I am on Facebook, known as Kajal's Healthy Kitchen. I'm on Instagram, again, known as Kajal's Healthy Kitchen. And my website is www.kajalskitchen.com. So I would be very, very delighted to welcome any of you with any questions that you may have. And it would be, you know, a pleasure to talk about health and well-being.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.